So I'm just going to ask to introduce both yourselves. This is
Ian Keith
and
Ian's wife Helen.
Ian's wife Helen and Ian, you're here at the very end of the dugout and you're here to run the 6-day race. What compelled you to leave Ireland and come all the way to do this?
I've been wanting to try 6-day race for quite a while because I've the longest I've done up till now is 3 days, and I've only done 1 3-day, which is across the years last year.
What, in Arizona, that one?
Yeah, the one in Arizona, and that went very well for me. I've always suspected that the longer it goes, the more fun I'm going to have and the better it's going to be. And there's only one way to really find out, which is to actually get out there and run a longer race. So the 6-day is my first venture into the really long multi-days.
Ellen, you couldn't convince him to stay home and just watch football or Irish hockey or something? Why did you let him come? Why did you come? Are you crazy?
Well, if he was going to insist on the madness, I had to come to support him and try and learn what it's all about. But yeah, I don't fully understand it yet. I hope by the end of the 6 days I'll understand more why anyone wants to do it. Louis is helping me understand.
Louis Rios here for the how many time?
I don't know,
and
I don't care.
Louis's with that school, and he says it all with his feet. But Ian, you've looked at this race from afar for a while. What kind of things particular interest you in coming here and doing this, getting up, doubling your mileage or doubling your days?
Yeah, it's pushing out the envelope is what I call it. Just, you know, seeing what you can do. You know, when I first did my first 24-hour, that seemed like a long way, but now it seems so short, you know.
Well, how long ago was that 24-hour?
My first one was, I think I was 36, which must be nearly 10 years ago now. That was in London. Tooting Back.
Did you do the Tooting Back 24-hour? So that was your first introduction to the Sri Chinmoy Marathon team, presumably, as well.
It was, yeah. Yeah, and that was great. They're a fabulous set of organizers in London, and they were lovely people. Really liked it.
Ellen, what's your job going to be for the next 6 days? I mean, don't you want to go shopping, visit, do tourist things? Is this your first time in New York?
No, I've been several times in New York.
So you've done everything else you need to do other than helping Ian?
Yeah, so I think I'll be coming back and forth, helping, fetching things, moral support, just appearing, clapping. Not sure how bad it's going to get.
Now, you've picked up on some of the atmosphere and some of the organizing. You've been to Tooting Back. What do you see happening here that you haven't seen maybe in some of the longer other races you've been in?
It's too early to tell yet, you know. Well, I'd better have to tell you at the end of the race. I mean, it looks like a good setup. Again, the thing I like about the three Chinmoy races is the support, and the atmosphere tends to be fantastic. It's very very collegiate, very, you know, everyone is so welcoming, so supportive. It's great.
Well, certainly we hope you have good weather. In the past, the first 4 days have been just brilliant. And do you care about the weather? Do you want Irish wet, cold, damp weather, or do you want something else?
No, I live in the wrong country. I love warm heat, so I'd like it to warm up. It would be great and go back with a tan. But hey, I'll take what I get. If nothing else in Ireland, we're used to dealing with any weather. You know, if you don't like the weather in Ireland, you wait 5 minutes and you'll get something different.
Ellen, you're sitting next, literally next to a living legend, Louis Rios. Has he said anything to you when he hasn't had the microphone on that you learned about him in this race? Speaking on his behalf, what would you say?
Mostly he's talked about how awful the nights are and how cold they are. And I feel really guilty because I mentioned I'm staying in a hotel, and he said in 13 years of doing the race, he's never stayed in a hotel or even looked at that hotel, and now I've set the idea in his mind, so...
Well, that's, we can see it right now.
I think he likes suffering is my impression.
Louis, do you like suffering?
No.
Folks, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Uptel.